This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a big study not too long ago in the journal Nature Human Behavior that replicated some groundbreaking work originally done 40 years ago that suggested that people make really different decisions depending on how our options around those decisions are framed. And that original research has influenced economics and psychology and advertising and marketing as well for the decades since. One key concept, something known as loss aversion. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Kai Ruggeri has a proposition for you.
I can give you $5 right now, or you can have 0.1% of a chance at $5,000.
Ruggeri is an assistant professor at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health. So $5 right now, or a 0.1% chance of getting $5,000. Me, I went for the gamble. Take the chance, take a risk, go for the $5,000.
But now let's invert it. Guaranteed you have to give me $5, or a 0.1% chance that you have to give me $5,000.
Absolutely not. I'm not taking any chances. I will just give you $5.
Exactly. That's the common reaction.
We're happy to take risks when it comes to gaining things, but not when it comes to losing them. That's because, Ruggeri says, we experience losses psychologically differently than gains, even if they're the same amount.
We're not consistent.
This idea is known as loss aversion. It flowed from work done by Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman in 1979, for which Kahneman won the Nobel Prize. And it's a bedrock principle of behavioral psychology today. Ruggeri recently replicated, on an international scale, the original experiments that gave birth to the idea of loss aversion and published the results in Nature Human Behavior. Ron Kivitz is a professor at Columbia's Business School. He says there are a lot of real-world examples of loss aversion at work.
People hold on too long to losing stocks. They take too much time not selling them. And they sell winning stocks too quickly.
People hate acknowledging or taking losses, so they take risks to avoid it. Maybe the stock will go back up. But when it comes to gains of the same size, they're less willing to risk anything. You can see it on menus, Kivitz says. Having a really expensive option gets people to buy more mid-priced options. Why? Because, he says, the mid-priced meals look more attractive now. You're not losing as much money if you buy them.
People tend to gravitate to the middle option to avoid big gains and big losses that they could get on a more extreme option.
Loss aversion has even been used to explain trade policy. Kivitz says losses probably loom about twice as large as gains do, psychologically speaking. It's why every time you book a plane ticket, that ad pops up and says, "Are you sure you don't want to insure this trip? Here's a list of terrible things that could go wrong and cause you to lose your money." There was a time when quirks of human behavior, including loss aversion, were referred to as irrational, says Ruggeri.
The language in the behavioral science community now tries to stay away from calling that irrational, but more inconsistent or unexpected, because it's hard to say what's rational, what's irrational.
Like a lot of social science research, loss aversion has been called into question in recent years. David Gall, professor at University of Illinois, believes there are other explanations for what appears to be loss aversion, and he disputes the evidence for it. But he acknowledges it's a pervasive theory.
You can read about it in legal decisions. You can read about it in medical literature. Any kind of work that involves any kind of human behavior, loss aversion has become a common term.
Perhaps because loss aversion makes intuitive sense in a way, says Columbia's Kivitz.
So you could take, in fact, loss aversion in that sense and think about it conceptually and generalize it to the human condition, which is just change.
Any change involves gains and losses, whether it's selling stocks or ordering from a menu or changing old habits. If losses loom larger than gains, Kivitz wonders, maybe that's why so many people don't like change. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.